In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Not all of our minisodes need to be from listeners. In fact, places or lesser-known cases can sometimes take us to dark realms. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Season 20's debut of Dark Realms. Now, if you're new to Dark Realms, we're an offshoot of the Dark Paranormal podcast, which you can find either on YouTube, but it's audio only, or you can find on any podcaster of your choice, be it Apple, Spotify, etc. And there you will find over 200 shows of true paranormal experiences. However, in regard to Dark Realms, we take a look at some of the most terrifying places on Earth suggested by you, the listener, or indeed the viewer. And don't forget, if you are listening to this on the podcast, head over to youtube.com/thedarkparanormal and you will see this. Me, for all it's worth. Anyway, a big thank you to everyone who suggested this Dark Realm, and we've literally had about 22 emails, but a big thank you to Jasmine who sent probably the longest one in regards to why we should. Because today, the Dark Realm we are going to take a look at is one of America's most, if not America's most, haunted battlefield. Obviously, we're talking about Gettysburg. In early July 1863, the town of Gettysburg in Pennsylvania found itself at the epicenter of the American Civil War. General Robert E. Lee, commanding the Confederate Army of Northern Virginia, had marched his army northward with the goal of securing a major victory on Union soil. His hope it would demoralize the North and also encourage peace negotiations. Union Major General George G. Meade and the Army of the Potomac moved swiftly to counter this Confederate incursion. The battle erupted almost by accident when Confederate infantry advancing towards Gettysburg in search of supplies encountered Union cavalry under Brigadier General John Budford. Budford's cavalrymen fought stubbornly, delaying Confederate forces until Union infantry reinforcements could arrive. But despite these efforts, the Union soldiers were still pushed back through the streets of Gettysburg, out towards the south of the town, towards the hills and ridges, notably towards Cemetery Hill, Cemetery Ridge, and Culp's Hill. By the end of the first day, the Union had secured strong defensive positions on high ground, forming the shape of a fishhook. General Lee sought to exploit the vulnerabilities and ordered heavy assaults against both ends of the Union line. Confederate forces under Lieutenant General James Longstreet attacked fiercely on the Union's left flank, targeting key sites as Little Round Top, the Wheat Field, the Peach Orchard, and the Devil's Den. In some of the bloodiest fighting of the entire war, these positions changed hands multiple times. Notably, Colonel Joshua L. Chamberlain's 20th Maine Regiment famously held their strategic high ground at Little Round Top. In a desperate bayonet charge, repelling Confederate attacks and securing the Union's crucial left flank. Simultaneously, brutal fighting occurred on the other end of the line on Culp's Hill, with Confederates briefly penetrating Union defenses, but ultimately failing to break them down. Despite restless assaults, Union forces managed to hold on to their positions, and by nightfall, both sides had suffered heavy casualties. However, determined to deliver a decisive blow, Lee ordered a massive final frontal assault at the center of the Union line, believing it to be weakened by the previous day's fighting. This assault, famously known as Pickett's Charge, involved around 12,500 Confederate infantrymen marching on open ground toward entrenched Union forces positioned on Cemetery Ridge. Exposed to intense artillery and rifle fire, the Confederate soldiers suffered devastating losses. Only a handful managed to even breach Union lines, but they were quickly overwhelmed. The charge failed disastrously, resulting in more than 6,000 Confederate casualties. After this devastating setback, Lee's army, badly wounded, retreated southward on July the 4th, ending their invasion of the North. Union General Meade chose not to aggressively pursue Lee, which later prompted criticism from Abraham Lincoln. Gettysburg became the largest and bloodiest battle fought on North American soil. Approximately 51,000 combined casualties, killed, wounded, missing, or captured. The Union suffered an estimated 23,000 casualties, and the Confederate losses approached 28,000 people. A devastating blow from which the South never fully recovered. It's said that such anguish, such misery, such anger, hatred, murder will leave an unending mark, an unending darkness that refuses to be cleaned or to fade into history. So on today's show, we're going to take a look at some of those lingering souls who happened to be at Gettysburg for that most devastating of battles. The ones that seem trapped between this world and the next. Firstly, we take a look at the rather aptly named Devil's Den. Some of the most bloody fighting that took place during the war was at Devil's Den, a twisted maze of rocks that soldiers would fight their way through such a jagged labyrinth. And as the soldiers made their way through this jagged labyrinth of rocks, it's then they would suddenly meet their death. Almost 2,000 men were killed at that location. The blood of that many people flowing on, around, and maybe even in every one of those stones. There are also a number of restless spirits that haunt the location. One who has garnered the nickname the Phantom Texan. He is an irate Confederate soldier. One who despises outsiders. Particularly those armed with cameras. Indeed, a fellow Texan was attempting to photograph the creepy rock formation one time. Just as they're fumbling around in a state of bewilderment, their camera stops working as a Confederate soldier marches from behind a boulder. His eyes were obscured by a hat that had seen better days, and his hair was dangling in unkempt strands. He stopped and pointed to her hoodie that was emblazoned with the logo of the University of Texas and growled, "First, Texas." But arguably much more terrifying than that, leaving her shaken and her camera ruined. People have reported the sensation of frigid breath on their necks in that very same location. Also the sound of footsteps crunching on the small stones behind them, as well as arguably most terrifyingly, whispers of caution from the air itself. Whispers that say things such as, "Leave now whilst you can." It certainly isn't a sort of natural place I'd like to go for a hike. Of course, I'd need to take up hiking first and move to the US, so luckily I think I'll be safe. Let's take a quick break to tell you about a wonderful product. Did you know there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our world? From the food we eat to the air we breathe, even the skincare we use, they could be messing with your hormones and making you feel like you're stuck in a mystery of your own. And just like a plot twist in a true crime story or one of those unexpected scary moments in our submitters' experiences, hormonal changes like premenopause or menopause can strike at the most unexpected times. And suddenly you're dealing with mood swings, sleepless nights, and all those other symptoms that make you feel like you're losing control. But here's the good news. This is one mystery you can solve with Happy Mammoth. Just take the 2-minute free quiz from Happy Mammoth, answer a few simple questions about what you're experiencing and where you're at in life, and you'll uncover the real culprit behind your hormonal symptoms. And the best part? After taking the quiz, you'll get a personalized recommendation to help you balance your hormones so you can feel like yourself again. The results are impressive. There are over 40,000 reviews on their website. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. According to a survey, 86% of the women started losing weight. 77% say it improved their mood. And the biggest benefit? 100% of the women surveyed said they're feeling like themselves again. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code DARKPARANORMAL at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code DARKPARANORMAL for 15% off today.
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
Located just beyond the battlefield is the humble brick house of Jenny Wade, a house that will be forever marred by the horror that took place there. During the times that bullets were falling around her house, Jenny, a young woman of around 20, decided to bake bread to provide sustenance for the Union soldiers. However, on July the 3rd, 1863, a single bullet from a sniper managed to penetrate two strong wooden doors, hitting Jenny straight in the heart and killing her instantly. Interestingly, Jenny is known as the only civilian loss of life throughout the entire conflict. The mortified soldiers moved her body into the basement before going on to carry on with the battle. And it's thought her blood simply just seeped away into the basement floor, making her and the house one and the same for all time. Doors have been reported violently banging, lights flickering erratically, and a gentle, sorrowful humming can be heard by anyone who visits today. Apparently, in the very late hours of the night, a tourist went down into the chilly cellar by themselves and stood in the dimly lit room. Clearly thinking themselves braver than the average person, they were then shocked to feel a warm breath against their cold neck. It caused them to freeze in fear. They turned slowly, hoping they would see a human there, but rather, there was no one. There was just the feeling of deep mourning. And apparently it's this sense of mourning which is Jenny's calling card. You'll go from happy to miserable in the blink of an eye. In fact, Jenny's unending anguish has affected so many humans today that they've been forced to flee the house, stating they feel watched as they leave. Next, we'll take a look at Farnsworth House Inn. The Farnsworth House Inn still bears physical scars of the battle. Its walls were covered in holes from Confederate sharpshooters hiding in the attic, and it was from here, legend says, that the bullet that shot Jenny was fired. After the Union stormed the building, that sniper's fate was sealed. Indeed, the inn became a bit of a bloodbath as both soldiers and snipers collided to create an utter scene of carnage. The building also served briefly as a makeshift hospital, and guests now at the inn will encounter relentless haunting sensations. Footsteps heavily stomping in empty hallways, mournful music from the attic, and a couple staying in the infamous Sarah Black room initially heard something being dragged on the ceiling above them in the attic. After that calmed down, their blankets were attempted to be forcibly removed from them by unseen hands. Shivering beneath whatever covers they could find, the noises turned into angry crashes and guttural growls. Even prayers and holy water could not stop the spectral intrusion, and many guests have vowed never to return. Next, we'll take a look at something dubbed the Basement of the Damned in Gettysburg College. Throughout the war, Pennsylvania Hall at Gettysburg College was transformed into a hospital. As you can imagine, when the war intensified, the halls were filled with the sounds of screaming, the floor was covered in blood. In the scorching heat of the summer, limbs that were amputated were simply piled outside. Apparently, there was never a moment when the agony of those days gave you any sort of leeway. And after the decades passed, two college officials who were working late entered a lift just before leaving the facility. They pressed the button for the ground floor in order to leave. However, the lift decided that they were going to the basement that day. At that point in time, with it being so close to the end of the war, the basement was still off limits, deemed not healthy for you to be around. But they were transported back in time as the lift doors opened. They peeked through the doors and it seemed like it was plucked directly from a nightmare. Doctors, nurses running round, some holding limbs, some of the patients had hollow eyes, reaching out to them for assistance. The screams, the smell of blood carried on for what seemed like forever, until the lift doors thankfully closed, and took them up to the lobby as they'd first requested. One of the administrators fell out of that lobby and said, "That's the closest thing to hell I hope I ever encounter." Gettysburg's spirits linger still, and it's hardly surprising when you take into account the number of people who died for what they thought was right and the amount of bodies, some still arguably unfound or buried in unnamed graves. They seem to whisper their eternal sorrows to whoever wants to listen. These souls seem bound to the land that they spilt their blood on, trying to ensure that we will never forget the horrors they endured. But they are the restless shadows that will forever walk this dark realm. A huge thank you for everyone who suggested this episode. I really enjoyed looking into it. I do want to go. And thank you so much. Keep the suggestions coming in. Contact at thedarkparanormal.com. And I'll speak to you next time right here on Dark Realms.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.